The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google. What makes them industry giants? Get ready to take a peek inside and learn their secrets of success. This is Silicon Valley Insider, the show that demystifies the Valley and helps to elevate your business to the next level. Now, your host for Silicon Valley Insider, Keith Koo.
Welcome to Silicon Valley Insider. I'm your host, Keith Koo. I am at the Blockchain Bridge San Francisco conference, and I'm about to do a panel with David Nage, who is the principal at Arca and also his own podcast show, BaseLayer, out of New York. Welcome, David.
Thank you.
So, David, it was a really interesting conversation that we both felt like we just had to get out there. We were talking about the state of blockchain as a technology and what it really needs to progress forward. And, of course, the conversation always starts off with, well, what about dApps?
Right. You know, I think what we're seeing right now is that as an ecosystem, we talk a lot about the substrate levels and layers of query, of storage, of search. And we don't necessarily today have an all-encompassing interoperable layer, an application that we can use like a Facebook or like a Google search or like a Twitter, because it's still very singular and focused. We're trying to get all of those single layers of substrate correct and functional and performant. We're trying to get them scaled. We're trying to make sure that the governance works very well. And we're still really early in a lot of those processes to get those protocols working together. And interoperability, to me, you know, is a few years away, because you need to have the ability to get proof of work working with proof of stake, or delegate a proof of stake, or, you know, proof of history and some of the other different kind of consensus models that are out there. So while we're still kind of thinking about the future, we have to be very cognizant of what we are dealing with right now. And as an ecosystem, we get very excited about these singular projects. But for real user adoption, you know, Bob and Mary in, you know, Madison, Wisconsin, who are using Twitter or use Amazon.com every day, and that's what they're used to, they are not going to have that kind of an experience right now with a blockchain-powered kind of single-layer application or a dApp. Also, what's happening, too, is that with single-layer dApps, you're very focused on just one chain.
Yep.
And those chains, especially Ethereum and Bitcoin, at layer one are still very slow. You know, transactions per second on Bitcoin are about 3. On Ethereum, you're sub 10. And so in this day and age, as I like to say, we're all speed junkies. We're on demand. We want our food there in 5 minutes. We want to be able to go on Netflix and watch that video right now. We don't want to wait. That's our society these days. And so the dApps that are out there are still really dependent on single-layer, single-protocol type of chains that are slow.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. And what's funny is, I'll break it down into two things. I think for the casual listener, when we talk about blockchain, there's still some thought, some notion that it's Bitcoin, that's cryptocurrency, it might be Ethereum, arguably, but what it really is about a year ago, even a year and a half ago, I had Jerry Cuomo, who's considered the father of the IBM side of Hyperledger. Mm-hmm. And also, I was talking to Brock Pierce a few months back after the US mainnet launch, and everyone was talking about how we were only 18 months away from true interoperability and cross-chain, which I was a little bit skeptical about. Yeah. I think just what you talked about a couple minutes ago was really on point, that there's so many things that need to happen before you get to, I'll use analogies like when you turn on water.
Yep.
It just flows. You don't think about the supply chain from the source down through everything and all the stuff that needs to come in place.
Yep.
That's where we're at with blockchain. We still need the ability to get from the source of the water and turn on the spigot for it to come out. And that's the transaction. That's the transaction speed.
Yeah, and I always think of that, and I've been saying this a lot lately, is that when you and I, we're obviously in the technocrat society where we understand these things at a higher level, but when people who are outside of that society, when they run a Google search, they're looking for the best recipe for brownies, whatever it may be. They don't understand that behind the scenes, there's layers of processes that are happening at lightning speed to basically get that result to you immediately. And so there's this, I don't know if it's a lack of interest in knowing about that, but I think what happened is that when we ushered in the age of digital and mobile, I think people stopped caring about how things actually happen more, and they just wanted performance, they just wanted speed, and they really didn't care about all the kind of nuts and bolts that happen behind the scenes to actually get things to happen. And so to your point, in the future of blockchains, in the future of dApps, in the future of application layers, you have to have, say, a file storage program like a storage that uses proof of stake. You have to have a query. You have to have other different layers that might be using different types of consensus algorithms to be able to get to their actual performance, working together harmoniously and making sure that all those validators are actually getting incentivized the way they're supposed to be getting incentivized. And so all of that, especially with on-chain governance, all of it has to work together in light speed. It has to work so fast, because when that person or persons does that search, or when they're trying to do that application, they're trying to use that application, if it's slow compared to what they're used to on the centralized kind of world, they're not going to use it anymore.
Exactly. And so coming out of banking and corporate, I'm going to use a corporate term for what you just described. The point where you said people just expect things to happen, we say auto magic.
Right.
And then in terms of actual transaction speed, when you pull out your Visa or your MasterCard, that's 24,000 transactions per second.
Right. I think what we need to do with that is we need to address kind of a fair benchmark to that. So Bitcoin is a transactional chain. And so that is kind of what we think of as it relates to money, as it relates to transferring kind of assets and money. So that, compared to like the Visa comparison, is a little better. With Ethereum and other chains, those are computational. Mm-hmm. Those are actually Ethereum and Near and Agoric and some of the other smart contract platforms are really there to build the Web3 of the future. So using Visa as a benchmark for that is not really fair, in my opinion. Computational transactions per second don't need to be at 24,000 per second. However, obviously, if you're trying to use the Bitcoin rail to do payments, if you're trying to send wires, yes, obviously having six confirms is important from a security standpoint, but you need to have it faster. It's a better transition.
Well, the hope of EOS was supposed to be that, kind of averaging at 4,000, but there's a whole different set of slew of issues around that.
Yeah, there's a lot of issues, that one. Yeah, we won't have to go into that one.
Well, David, I really thank you for the few minutes we got today. I look forward to hearing more from you on the show.
Thanks.
And once again, Keith Q, Silicon Valley Insider at BlockchainBridgeSF. Any questions or comments, email us at info@svn.biz, and you can find this segment on either our show or BaseLayer with David Nage of Arca.
And we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Silicon Valley Insider with Keith Ku. For questions or comments on today's program, or to schedule a complimentary consultation with Keith about your business, call 1-888-828-SVIN. That's 1-888-828-7846. 888-828-SVIN.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.